Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, it is, believe it or not, July 3rd, 2015, and this is Freedom Friday. As we are going into our growth month for the month of July, our growth series for the month to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to assist them on building and growing their network in the area where they do business. Guys, we're going to have a great show today. I have some great announcements to make today. And we're going to be co-opting and sharing information, giving you guys tools and tips. So I hope you got a pen and pad to take some copious notes so we can continue on building our networks successfully. As we are in web design, marketing, print, media, and well with this radio show, GTE Professional Network Radio, Global Touch Enterprise, our web design and marketing company, has, of course, quantum leaped into another phase of the business as we're now working with a lot of international companies across the globe. Thus, that's what brought us forth with this radio show, GTE Professional Network Radio. So we've been doing this now, ladies and gentlemen, for the past 3 years. Now that we're in the third year of this show, our goal is to make sure that you guys continue on the growth mode in reference to building, growing, assisting, and making sure that you have the necessity tools that's going to be relevant in the marketplace today. There's a lot of changes in the marketplace, and a lot of people are shifting now, believe it or not, into the electronics industry, consumer electronics, and, of course, internet-based businesses. And why all entrepreneurs are now moving on the line where it's much more relevant and plentiful of information being generated on a regular, consistent basis, as well as with social media. Now we have streaming media. I'm going to go into that. And we're talking about basically just sharing and getting information done and making yourself have a residual or recurring payment income where you guys are making money on a month-to-month basis. And, guys, if you're in the product business and you love retail, and you want to get into retail business of your own, you want to make sure you have something that's, of course, what people want, need, and can afford, and that it's also relevant in the marketplace and is up with the trends and the times and the technology. I was sharing with some friends of mine today in reference to technology, what is different, what it was 10, 15, 20 years ago as far as electronics, consumer electronics is concerned. Well, I come from manufacturing, so working for big companies like Zenith Electronics, Motorola, and Hewlett-Packard in Chicago, where I'm originally from, I've learned a lot about volume, distribution. That's what it's all about for the manufacturers. Believe it or not, the retail outlet companies or the retail stores are nothing but distributors for the manufacturer. So if you look at business today and what it was 10, 15, 20 years ago, then we would always go to the retail store to pick up information and items.
Well,
now the actual manufacturers are becoming more retailers based than anything else, because now you can get everything directly from the manufacturer. Thus, it may cut your costs a little bit. You don't have to worry about if anything goes wrong with it. You can just take it right back to the manufacturer and get it replaced. So everybody's asking, Ed, what is the biggest thing going right now? Well, with the telecommunications industry shifting its gears, along with TV, radio, and everything else that's on the electronic consumer base, everybody now is understanding what is going to be needed as far as streaming media. Why that's important, and why the cable companies are shifting and shuffling around right now, scrambling and trying to figure out something for themselves to generate revenue, more revenue. Well, here's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. If you have an opportunity where you can learn as you earn in a setting, growth to me, again, still comes out to be the most important commodity on the planet. Every entity, every business that you do, no matter what type of business it is, it's always a learn as you earn. You are the experts. You have to master your business better. And you make sure that you build a network of people to help you build the business. If you focus on these things, this can continue generating revenue on a regular, consistent basis. But you have to make the determining factor, who do you want on your team? And are you basically sharing and building strategic relationships everywhere you go? And are you doing relationship marketing where you're building relationships with the people who purchase and buy from you? And also, do you have an internet-based business, or do you have your business online where you can also maximize potential monies, where you can generate millions of dollars annually and as well as monthly? There are many people that I've shared opportunities with and have looked at as far as starting a business for themselves. What type of business should I get in, Ed, or what type of business is out there available for me? Well, based on your passion, your gifts and talents, you want to make sure you pick something that, one, you understand, that you can learn as you earn, and that you can satisfy the three things in the marketplace is what people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful in business today. So you want to make sure you have everything possible as far as growing your network, building your business, your brand, and making sure you have people sharing the information with others that they know about your product and service. So you have to make sure you have everything down and structured sound in order for you to build a successful network. So you want to make sure that your website, people can leave information and also give you feedback so you can follow up with them. If you don't have a newsletter, ladies and gentlemen, on your website, you're missing out on a lot of great opportunities there. Having a newsletter on your website keeps your people informed, gives them updates and promotions that you may run. Again, if you follow the 5 P's of marketing, you can be successful in business today. Again, it's about people, product, price, place, promotion. They focus on the 5 P's, ladies and gentlemen, and you will begin to see how great your business will come. But let's go back. We were talking about that because I was sharing opportunities where people can basically collapse time frames if they have their customers updated on information that they're doing on a regular, weekly, monthly basis. If you continue to share this with your guests and customers, you can build a successful business. If you do not keep them in the loop, you're going to keep people out of the loop, and then they'll be out of getting anything from you. Because guess what? They're getting information, ladies and gentlemen, on a regular, consistent basis from your competitors. They're getting fed all this information. Why not you being in there on the superhighway and giving out information as well? Promote, promote, promote yourself. There's never too much exposure you can give yourself in your business. Remember that well. You could better to have more exposure than no exposure. So you want to make sure that you engage with everybody you meet. 3-foot rule, no matter whichever way you want to do this, you want to make sure you always keep in information and put something into their hands. That's going to keep you in the remembrance of what it is you do, your product and service that you're providing, and then the information where to go to get the to look at the product and service or information that you're providing. So this is giving your people opportunities to look you up. Also, the directories. If your business is not in any of these directories, ladies and gentlemen, in your localized area where you do business, then, guys, you're really killing yourselves from growth. Remember, the key word in anything you do is all about growth. The more you stay focused on that, the better you are, the stronger you are, and the better it will be. So you want to make sure you stay focused on growth potentials, growth opportunities, getting information out there, expanding your network, getting key people to assist you in building your business. And that's what you want to do. Have your customers as your runners. I do this all the time with my web design and marketing business, as well as with the coffee business that I am in with Oregano Gold. So if you look at the opportunities that we have that's provided, they can go to the website, they can fill out the information, they can schedule an appointment with me, and then I can follow back up with them in a timely manner. That's what you want to do. It's all about real time, ladies and gentlemen. And if your business is not on a real time schedule, then you're going to be out of time. Well, you won't be generating the revenue that you're looking at. So always keep in mind, guys, everything that I show and post is always going to be posted on our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. I also want to give information and update on my son, Lil E Cashboy, new website, lilecashboy.com, is up and running. You can check him out, his music that he's put together. And I just want you guys to fill out and give me some information and feedback on that. One, what did you think of the site? Two, the sound and the music that he's put together. And three, you know, just to kind of give him support and shout out, just fill out his newsletter, and he'll give you updates and concerts, information, and events that he's doing. Again, this is what it's all about, sharing information, getting it out there in the marketplace, and being out there as much as your competitors are. If you look at now, it's not about a competition thing, but it is about information and how fast can I get it out there to the marketplace. Especially when I come up with a new concept and an idea, a product and service that I'm providing to assist people on an everyday level. And then making sure that, one, it's affordable, and two, that it's something that is relevant in the marketplace today. If you're sharing outdated information or products and services that's not available, that's outdated, guys, you're going to be losing out on a lot of opportunities here. Because technology is growing as fast as it is, leaps and bounds. Look at the internet radio. Look at streaming media now on TV shows you can watch online. Hulu, Netflix, you got all these different opportunities out here where people, even with the TV networks now, are all streaming media. That's why you want to stay consistent. Look at the TV manufacturers now. You got everything now. We remember we started back with the old cathode ray tubes back in the day. Remember how that went? Then we've gone into plasma. Then we have LCDs, and then now we're consistently on all LEDs. Notice if you look at any of the retail stores, Best Buy or any other place, you're going to see all TV sets set up under LED, which is light emitted diodes. Now that's a much better opportunity because they don't burn out as fast, and you'd rather have that than you would an LCD or a plasma TV, which they do burn out quicker. So, again, it's all about the trends, the technology, the times we're in today. This is 2015, ladies and gentlemen. How do you want to close out this year? We're already now in the 7th month of the new year, of this year. We only got 5 months left. What do you want to do to close out for the next 5 months? Where do you want to be financially? What do you want to do to assist more people? And how are you helping people within the community where you are? If you're not working in your own backyard or in your own hometown, then it's really going to be hard for you to grow outside. Everybody always thinks, well, Ed, if I grow it outside, it'll be quicker. Well, true, but if you don't do it there in your hometown where you are, how are you going to build it out where you need to build within? Build it in within first and then grow out. That way you can make sure that you have everybody on board and your volume increases of people buying into your product and service that you're providing. And then also make sure your website is interactive. If your website is not interactive, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to lose out on information and money today because that's where it's at. No matter what type of service business or product business you have, you want to make sure, if you have both, I would always suggest to all entrepreneurs today, if you don't have both of these, you're not really covering all your bases of potential income that you can generate. What I mean by that, ladies and gentlemen, you have to have a product business as well as a service business in order to grow. My business is web design and marketing. Well, the web design is the product. The website is the product, but I also provide a service with the hosting fees and all the other services and marketing fees that I charge my clients. So, service, product. And then also I do have actual physical product with the coffee business. I have a product, but also providing a service. So now it gives opportunities to maximize your moment and momentum in building a solid and successful network. That's what you want to do. This is the time we're in today, ladies and gentlemen. There is no time for nothing else. So if you don't do it now, when? And if you don't get it, then learn as you earn. That's what it's all about, educating yourself to be the best in your market, in your industry, and being above and beyond, going above and beyond the call of duty for what your competitors are doing and what for others are doing in your area. Co-oping is still strong today, and I shared that before, I say it again. Co-oping is strong today. Stay focused on that. Co-oping, meaning that I co-oping with another company or entity, I'm independent still of myself, but I'm sharing in the resources that's available to me by co-op or networking with this other group. So you want to make sure you have groups of people in your area, in your network, that's going to assist you in helping you build your business. That's what it's all about. Because, again, people first. Always remember this, people first. How do you want to be treated? How you treat them helps bring success or failure to you. So you always want to make sure you give out optimum customer service, I said the word, and make sure that you continue to give them information on a regular, consistent basis. This is going to keep you empowered. It's going to also empower them, and then they'll begin to share the information that you're providing with their people. So now, we've all said it here, ladies and gentlemen, at GT Professional Network Radio, that's what our focus and goal is to assist you on building and growing your network in the area where you do business. So that way you won't have no excuses. You can basically now start building successfully and put it in under structure. Again, how is a house being built? How do you build anything? With the right tools and the right equipment and the right materials to build. So you want to make sure you have everything possible that you need to grow. Again, stay in the growth mode and stay focused on growth. That's going to keep you in tune with everything that's going on around you and also globally away from you. Follow the trends. Look at your industry. What is your industry doing? Is it changing right now? Is the industry changing? If it is, you need to understand what does this change do for you, how this can help you and impact you and empower you to be the best that you can be. So you want to stay focused on these opportunities, ladies and gentlemen. The key word is opportunities for growth. That's where it's at. The more we stay focused here, the better we are, the stronger we are, and then there's nothing that people can take away from us. I'm really excited for everybody who's tuned into this show each and every week, as we're going to have great more opportunities in sharing information and building you up so you can continue to grow as you go. I love that word, grow as you go. So as you want to look at your business, what business you're in, your industry, what industry you're in, and making sure that you have satisfied these three things in the marketplace is what people want, need, and can afford, and then that you follow the five P's of marketing. Again, guys, I keep sharing this every week, all the time, about the five P's of marketing. If you notice, it's from event to event, promotion to promotion, exposure to exposure that you grow. You cannot grow no other way. You're not an island. This is not a secret service business. This is a business to share and broadcast it from top to bottom, from city to city, from state to state. So if you want to do it right, listen carefully to this, and then you'll begin to see exactly how this can be done. Look at your competitors out there. Look at what they're doing good and look at what they're not doing. Look at where you can fill in the gaps. And look at also what your customers' responses are. What do they like, what they don't like? So you want to be able to be the master of this and maximize the opportunity in the moment that's at hand. So that's what you want to do on a regular, consistent basis, sharing and making sure you're engaging with your people on a regular, consistent basis. Post. If you're not a good poster on the social media, find a person who is. Network with people who are good at those areas where you're not. Make sure you have the tools that you can use to build and become a wise master builder so you can continue to grow. Put the money where the mouth is and invest back into your business. Whatever revenues you generate, you want to put it back into your business. Make sure you have a percentage of that posted in for growth. That way you can continue to build and have the necessities that you need to continue to make it known what it is you do. So I'm real excited for everybody who's tuning in and who's listening to this show today. And we got a great many other things we can be sharing as well. I'm so excited for this month, July 2015, as we're talking in the growth series of GT Professional Network Radio. And guys, if you have any questions or concerns or any tips that you might want to share as well, or also want to be a guest on the show, again, guys, we're advertising for small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations for just simple $25 a month. We can advertise your show live on our show by posting your information online on our show. That'll give you more exposure. Again, you can never have too much exposure. And then that'll also give people to understand exactly what it is you do. So if you can continue to share, you can be a guest, just submit a request. Go to our website, www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. So as we continue on, my goal is to make sure as we close out this year, we continue on throughout this year, that you guys get the information that you need that's relevant, that's going to be helpful to your growth. Again, that's the most important commodity to me on the planet. That's all I'm focused on, and that's all we're going to be talking about on a regular weekly basis. Tune in each week, every Friday, 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Dave Peterson, and I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to go into some other last 5 minute steps that we're going to talk about here in reference to your growth. We're back. And we're just going to be really thankful for everybody again for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio and making sure that you have everything that you need to continue to grow. And guys, again, growth is the most important commodity to me on the planet. So if you're growing, you're doing the right thing. And that's what it's really all about, going from one level to the next. How many more levels? Many more levels, ladies and gentlemen. Many more opportunities, many things that we could be doing and sharing and getting the exposure, the proper exposure we need to get to the next level. And so with that being said, I just want to share this with you. I want to thank everybody for the sites that I've been able to get the orders and the companies that's been coming at me for building some, designing some new sites, as far as the marketing campaigns that we've been putting together, print shop work that we've been doing, and then also being special guests on the show on GTE Professional Network Radio and advertising on the show too as well. And that's what it's really all about, guys. I'm real excited. We are working in different cities and states across the country. I'm in Houston, Texas originally is where I'm at now, in Houston, Texas. But I want to make sure that everybody understands growth potential, growth opportunities that's available to them right now. And that's what you really want to look at is growth opportunities. How many growth opportunities are really right there in front of you that's in your area and town that you could be working on and getting with right now? Who are the key players there? Who are the people that you need to introduce yourself to meet to get to the next point? How many people do you see there that's doing well? And who do you admire in that area where you are, where you're doing business? In reference to how they're growing and how they're sharing information. Look at their personality. Look at how their conversations are, and look at what they're doing. This is one of the ways that you can really maximize opportunities, guys, is by observing others who are successful where you want to be, making sure you have everything possible shared with them in reference to getting the information at hand. They don't have a problem sharing. But if they know you're serious and you're real about what it is you do, and that you're persistent and consistent on being a coachable, teachable, and trainable, then it's going to be easy for them to pour into you the things you need to continue. And that's what it's really all about. What else can you say? What else can you do? What else is there that I need to know? Well, if you look at all the things out here, ladies and gentlemen, you can never stop learning. You can never stop growing. That is always everlasting and everlasting. Until we're no longer here. But your goal is to continue to build and grow a network in the area where you do business. So that's why I'm excited about this month, July 2015, what we're getting ready to do to close out the month, and how do you want this month to roll for you? How strong do you want to be? What's your level and volume that you want to reach this month as far as personal services-wise? So write these things down, guys, and keep that in mind. And also, you can share with me again by going to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. I'm really excited for you, and I want to make sure that you do everything possible to continue to build and grow, no matter what. That's what it's all about. So with that, I'm going to close out and say this has been a plum-pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And we're going to continue to build and grow. So tune in next week as we're going to continue on our growth series for the month of July for this month as we continue to do Freedom Friday every week, each week at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Until then, keep building the faith and keep building your dream.